What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined by Dan Regester, as always, and we're making the picks on the shittiest teams in college football. They're not ranked. They're not that good, probably. And we're here to make the picks, because fuck the top 25. Those are the games that Vegas is keyed in on. These are the games Vegas forgets about. This is where the opportunity is. Not for me, my record's horrible, but maybe for Dan.
I mean, if that's how you want to justify this, so we can both talk about our schools.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's a chance to talk about our alma maters playing football outside of the spotlight. That's where the real football gets played anyway.
Yeah, I mean, my school's getting the spotlight tonight, actually. ESPN2.
Hurricane game.
Hurricane Wednesday game, playing SMU. So your record's still not officially done from last week.
Let's go. I don't remember who I picked in that one. Probably SMU.
We took SMU.
To cover.
And I'm pretty sure half of SMU's roster right now is in the transfer portal.
They did announce that after I made that pick. But yeah, they're all like, they don't like the new coach. They're out.
They're like, we're going to TCU.
They probably are fucking going to, a lot of them are probably fucking going to TCU.
We're following Sonny.
They don't even need to, you know, I guess they got to move to Fort Worth, but not that far.
Your boy's starting to get it together against the spread. Went 9-7 last week. So 47-45 on the year. Two games above 500. Don't let me get hot. Rob's 7-10. Classic Rob week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hit your money line dog, though. I did not. You took Tulane because you were a coward. I was brave, and I took Tulsa as a 9-point dog. That did not pay off, neither in the spread or money line.
So. That's my second money line dog win, actually.
You're 2-4 on the money line. I'm 1-6 because I'm, again, bolder than you.
I guess. Does that mean I'm above water on the money line dogs in terms of, like, betting?
We'd have to go back and, like, look at
the odds.
The actual odds of the money line dogs you hit.
Yeah.
Because if it's, like, plus 105, no.
Right. But
if it's, like, 2-1, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So very well, very good chance I am at least above water on the money line dogs for making money. So
you went 7-10 last week, so you're 34-49-1 on the season.
Not ideal.
No.
A lot of time left. Not really, we're like halfway through.
Yeah, I guess this is technically the halfway point.
Yeah, I just need one wild-ass week, that's all.
Just get crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Get crazy like Wisconsin just did.
Fucking,
and by crazy, I mean they made the right decision. Get Paul Chris the fuck out of there.
Yeah, they have been bad this year.
Like, you got an $11 million buyout, which seems high.
Yeah, Paul, I don't Christ. Know what... What
I don't
the,
know who they're, like... Who they're bidding against.
To get Paul Chris.
Paul Chris.
Yeah, right. It's not... What did he ever do? Coach, like, mediocre Pittsburgh teams and was the OC at Wisconsin before that?
You do get, I mean, you've been kind of hyping up Jim Leonard all these years, so maybe you get to finally see what he's made of.
Yeah.
In the head coaching role.
Defense
hasn't been great this year.
He did win 3 Big Ten West titles. Paul Chris did.
Yeah.
So, I guess there's that.
But I'm excited to see if the team actually rallies around Jim Leonard so he could potentially get, you know, promoted from interim coach to head coach. We'll see. People like Jim Leonard. I
feel like that doesn't work very often.
No.
Especially interim to head.
They're already talking about Leopold to Wisconsin.
I would love that. Let's go. Get Lance up north. Get him out of that hellhole.
King of the North. Lance Leopold.
But, yeah. Chris, I guess Wisconsin was like, dude, let's. Oh, I forgot this. He also played for Wisconsin, which is probably why they gave him such a long leash. He was a QB there from 86 to 88. You got to think, like, is this Wisconsin finally saying to the world, like, we're done having the softest 10 wins every year? Like, we want to actually do something.
But what are you going to do? That's what you are.
Right. Like a pretty meh 10-win team. That's really competent.
Yeah, but Paul Chris couldn't even get there. It seemed like he was kind of on the downfall.
Yeah.
That he couldn't accomplish that anymore. I think they're comfortable winning 10 games a year, but Paul Chris was like, check it out. What if we win 7?
So he hadn't won 10 games since 2019. 2020, though, doesn't count because they only played 7 games. Mm-hmm. He won 9 games last year. I had to win a bowl to get to 9. I mean, 2015, 10-3. 2016, 11-3.
I am high on Illinois, but you cannot get trounced by Burt.
No. No. You can't let him get that back.
At home, right?
It was a homecoming for Burt. Yeah.
So I'm saying
Burt, yeah, Burt came home to Wisconsin
and they just kind of ran it down their fucking throat.
Man, Illinois is a shitty loss at Indiana away from also being ranked.
They should, yeah. That I can't believe they blew that game. And also they were robbed of 4 points. Never forget that day.
Yeah. Really love that the schools on either side of Missouri are having great years.
Mm-hmm.
But
you almost salvaged your entire year by beating Georgia last week.
Almost. But you know what? I'm glad we lost because I don't want to be that school.
You don't want to be Purdue.
I don't want to be Purdue. I don't want to be Iowa. I don't want to be, hey, we beat the number one team, didn't do anything the rest. I don't want that.
You'd rather just be dog shit.
I don't want that. Like, that's so fun. Backhanded
being
and
the
bittersweet.
Spoiler makers? That's awesome.
No, it's not fun. It's a horrible life where you get to be kind of happy. And honestly, after like the third one, I wouldn't even be happy anymore.
Isn't that what you want to be, though, is kind of happy? You want to just have enough.
It fades.
Just everything fades. But
it fades quicker than it should. It's not good.
There's three programs that expect to win a national championship every year. Everyone else just wants these brief moments of happiness.
That I would just rather blow my brains out than have people be like, oh, yeah, that was nice for you. What a fun week for you, little guy. That was nice for you. I'd rather just be dead.
That's what you are, though.
No!
You are dead.
I would great! Then I'd rather be that. I'd rather be dead than have someone pat me on the head once a year and
I
be like,
feel
oh,
something, Rob.
Little sweetie won a game. Little cute guy won a game. Fuck that. The condensation from, oh my God. That's hell. That's hell.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is hell right now.
It's not better. It's not better. I'd rather just be laughed at than have fake smiles and be like, you're cute. I don't want that. I can't do that. I can't. That's not like, there's no worse thing to hear than like, that's nice for you. That's good for
every
you.
Every now and then it's nice to just outkick your coverage. That's all I'm saying.
I guess.
Just a moment of glory. Because most people in life, I'm not even talking about football anymore. Most people in life very rarely even experience anything worth a damn. All right. They very rarely accomplish the peak of human existence. And if you're able to do that as a football program for 1 week, every year, maybe even twice a year, I'm fine with that.
To quote, I forget which of the sisters from Little Women, the one played by Florence Pugh. This is a football podcast, so this feels important. Right. It feels relevant.
This is definitely going to like hit home with the people listening right now.
Yeah, she said she quit painting. She was like, if I can't be the best, I don't want to do it at all. And that's how...
That's not college football, though, man. That's not reality.
I'm
that's
still
not
gonna,
life.
I don't need the middle ground of... I can't be in that like sad middle ground.
You're Mizzou. You're always going to be in that middle ground.
I'd rather live in...
That's your ceiling.
I would rather live in denial and derision than, like, again, be condescended to. I truly would rather be laughed at than condescended
to. Maybe
it's
the G5 in me.
Maybe. Whatever. All right. Let's get into this week's games.
All right. First up, speaking of middle ground, Nebraska. Well, I mean, not even middle ground at this point.
No, they're just bad.
They're just bad.
They're just really shitty. Now, Nebraska maybe had a chance at Lance before Wisconsin.
Are programs starting to fire their coaches so they can be like, oh, no, we want to be in the Lance sweepstakes?
Maybe.
Wisconsin's like, oh, no. We can cuck Nebraska.
Last chance for Lance. They can cuck Nebraska. I'd much rather coach at Wisconsin.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Nebraska's -3 on Friday at Rutgers. Over-under's 48.5.
No, 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 no.
Do you love this game?
What?
How much do you love this game?
I love that line.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I like Rutgers. Home dog?
Rutgers football.
Fucking Nebraska? What is Nebraska?
Off a dub against Indiana.
Great. I don't care about that. It's Indiana. Fucking Connor Bazelak.
48.5. That's.
I don't know about the over-under. I'm not going to touch the over-under, but I think, I mean, yeah, give me the home dog. Now, I don't know if I'm going to make that my money line dog of the week.
But you're taking the three.
I'm definitely taking the three.
Okay. Yeah, Shiano is fired up after
the Ohio State.
With Ohio State last week.
Yeah.
Is there any chance Nebraska found a little bit of life last week?
No. No, Indiana just sucks.
They do.
And I think there was maybe like, there's still a slight lingering perception that Indiana has some level of competence to it because of those two Penix years and then also them beating Illinois in a close game. Wasn't that on a Friday too? Was that game on a Friday? The Indiana-Illinois game? I feel like it was the only game.
It was a Friday.
Yeah, so it was, at least in the college football world, kind of got singular attention, so people watched Indiana win a close game, and they were like, maybe? No, Indiana sucks. So, no, I don't think Nebraska got any fucking juice from that.
All right. I want to buy Rutgers. I really do, but I just can't.
Well, we both got fucked on Rutgers, right?
I've never.
A couple weeks ago?
I don't think I've been fucked by Rutgers.
I feel like we thought Rutgers was going to do something.
Temple.
Yeah,
we thought
yeah.
They were going to cover against Temple, but we didn't say that on the show. I think that was just real life money.
Yeah, I think we bet that.
Because on this show, we lose our money.
Yeah.
In real life.
Well, I haven't got cashed out any weeks yet. I haven't gotten cashed out in a while. I think
I cashed out a few weeks ago.
I hit a parlay in the baseball season that paid me like a couple grand, but otherwise it's been.
Now, where are they making these bets, Rob?
MyBookie.com. MyBookie.com. And if you use the promo code Drinking Bros, by the way, they'll double your deposit up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
They will. So if you put in $500, they'll give you $500 of your own. Put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000 of theirs. That's the ceiling. I think you do. I mean, you can do it as low as you want too, if you just want an extra $50 or whatever. But
yep.
You know, whatever.
Now, unlike certain programs on this network, we're not cowards.
No, we're not cowards.
We're gonna make a pick on every fucking game on this dock.
I don't look at a game and say I can't do it.
Like this can't. This game's trash.
I will make the pick.
Can't make a pick on this game.
First off, all the games are trash, so it's fine.
Right.
These are all trash games.
We're in a dumpster right now.
Yeah.
Just scuba diving for picks.
We're just two Oscar the Grouches. Like, we pop out and make our picks, and we're mad about everything.
And for that very reason, I'm going with Nebraska -3.
I just cannot see Nebraska getting a road win here.
Talking about a team that's on the down low, it's just complete tire fire right now.
Oh, so bad.
Houston.
Yep.
Don't know what's happening with Dana. Is Dana even alive right now?
So one of the last times I was in Houston with my in-laws, they live there, and we were at some mall, like an outdoor mall, and they wanted to eat somewhere.
The food court?
No, it's like an outdoor mall. It's like the Domain or something.
Okay.
So
an outlet mall.
What?
Like an outlet mall?
No, it's like a normal mall, not an outlet. Regardless, though, there was a Tommy Bahama restaurant at this mall. It's like a shopping center. And I think I would look for Dana there. Just blackout drunk at the bar of this Tommy Bahama restaurant. I mean,
yeah, I could see Dana being at like a...
a parrot head?
He could be a parrot head. He could definitely be at a Margaritaville.
100%. 100%. This man has absolutely eaten at like a Bubba Gump shrimp in his life.
Have you not? Are you too good for Bubba Gump?
Only the one in Times Square. It's the only.
Oh. There's one at Universal, too.
God.
I've almost certainly eaten that.
When we went to New York the weekend before I got fired from TFM, basically for that, we went to Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square. And I love Guy Fieri, but it looked so bad we had to get up and leave.
They're also playing Memphis, who is also bad.
Memphis has not been great.
I mean... They are. Is Memphis undefeated, though? No, they can't be, right?
No, they lost to Mississippi State, I think.
Yeah, they did. But I think they're 1-2. They're
3-1. So they beat up Arkansas State, beat up Navy.
Beat Temple, North Texas.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, they Mississippi State handled them.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
No, I don't play Memphis at all. Give me Houston in the points. I know this might be Dana's last hoorah. He has a little magic in the back.
Last bit of magic for Dana. No fucking way. Give me Memphis, and I like the over also. Both of them do dump in points and don't play defense.
No, they don't. That's a misconception. Houston, the last few games, has not hit the over.
What's Houston football out here? Let's see. They scored 30 on Kansas, 34 against Rice, which is bad, actually.
Yep.
And then 24 against...
The only game I believe that hit was Kansas-Houston.
Did UTSA Houston not hit the over? Dude, I mean, they've scored 37.
It might have.
They've scored 37, 30, 30, 34, and then 24 last week.
The Houston and Tech game was in the 70s. I think the Houston UTSA game was around like 73. But
here's the thing. This over is only 57. And Memphis has scored 23, 37, 44, 44. Only 24 against Temple, but Temple's been kind of weird lately.
Last week against Tulane, it was only 56. Did not hit.
All right. I don't care. I like the over.
Okay. So you're Memphis and over. I'm on Houston. Saturday. You're Mizzou Tigers.
Yeah.
The team you don't want to just give you any joy or magic for at least once a year.
I don't want to be condescended to. I don't want that to be my little, like, loser trophy. We beat a good team. We're not a good team, but we beat a good team. Yay!
Not just a good team. The greatest team. Of the year, probably, right?
Like maybe.
The best team of the year.
Maybe.
You don't want that? You don't want that? Like, if Georgia went on, and say you beat them last week, and they went on to win the national championship, you wouldn't want that in your back pocket? A little feather in your cap?
No, it's not a feather in my cap. There's no real thing. I would rather be a perpetual 9-win team. I'd rather be like Wisconsin, a perpetual 9-win team that, like, makes conference championship games and then gets ass-fucked by a blue blood than a fucking spoiler maker. I can't. I just can't do it.
Over-under is 55. You guys are catching 10.5 at Florida. What do you like here?
I like Missouri to cover. And you know what? I won't be a coward. This is my money line dog of the week.
Oh. Wow. You don't think they're deflated after last week?
No, I think they've looked better and better every week. And I don't know what to make of Florida. One-dimensional offense. The defense is fine. Like, this is. By the way, this under is. You just wrote it down. Mm-hmm. The under is a great bet for this
game. I'm taking the under.
Yeah. I'll take the under on this too. It's too high.
It's going to be like a fucking 21-17 game.
Yeah. If the over hits, Mizzou has gotten blown out. Wait, put the under for me too. I'm going under as well. 55 is too high.
You're going Mizzou, money line, and under.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of juice on this game.
No reason.
Now, I might also take Rutgers as a money line dog as well, since that's the only place I'm having any success.
It's like the only games I win is if I take a money line.
Yeah.
Red River Shootouts next. Texas -7 against Oklahoma, over under 65.
Yeah. So Oklahoma's bad.
Yeah. We've been saying it.
We knew the whole time, although we got it wrong on when they were going to get embarrassed because we thought Nebraska was going to do it.
Hand up.
But yeah, Oklahoma stinks. Texas, as much as I like shitting on Texas and as much as I'm happy that they're not ranked, Texas doesn't stink.
No, they're really solid. I am just going to cheer for points. Give me the over.
Okay. I don't know about the over. But I do like Texas here. -7. Yeah. Love that.
Next up, speaking of your spoiler makers, they're catching 3 at Maryland. Over-under is 59.5.
This is just going to be... This is such a coin flip of a game. Like, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows?
If there's ever a year Maryland wishes they were probably on the West.
Yeah, right?
Imagine if Maryland could actually compete against, like, Minnesota. They're playing Purdue right now, but...
Yeah. I mean, Maryland's not bad. They're just not a consistent team. Right? Like, they're just weird. I don't know. They have a pretty cool stadium, though. When I went to College Park on that trip from hell.
Yeah. I mean, they gave Michigan a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
beat the shit out of Michigan State, beat SMU before SMU quit.
Yeah, that was before. Actually, maybe that's why they quit. Did Maryland kill SMU?
They might have.
Yeah.
But then Aiden O'Connell, Purdue, I like that team a lot when they're clicking, right?
I mean, good win at Minnesota. Played Penn State tough to start the year. Nothing really to speak
of. They lost to Syracuse, but, like, I don't know.
Who isn't? Who isn't losing to Syracuse these days?
Syracuse isn't ranked, though.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
They're 22nd.
Did they finally get ranked?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, they're 5-0.
Yeah, they're ranked 22nd.
Granted, they didn't play anybody. They ain't played anybody, Paul.
They ain't played nobody, Paul. Let's get Syracuse into the playoff. ACC, baby.
They just got to beat Clemson, really.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, we can't really talk about them now since they're not unranked. But if you want to go through their schedule.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
They got NC State in 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's a big boy.
They got a bye right now.
Yeah, they're on a bye.
They go NC State, Clemson, Notre Dame.
And then at Pitt, and then Pitt, Florida State, and then at Wake. They actually kind of have a brutal back half of the schedule.
They do. If they actually ran the table, yes.
They would deserve to be in the playoff, 100%. Holy shit.
Wake.
What?
Yeah. NC State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Pitt, Florida State, Wake Forest.
That's... Yeah, you're a top five team if you run that.
They're not. We'll see you guys in a few weeks.
Yeah. Well, maybe next. No, not next week. Because they're on a bye
right now.
Yeah. Man, this game is really tough. I'll take the home team. And like Purdue just pulled off a road win last week.
Yeah.
So.
I still like Purdue.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Purdue. I don't really believe in the Terps yet.
I mean, that's fair. There's no real reason to believe in them.
No.
They played, what would we say? They played Michigan close and whatever. But who'd they lose to? They lost to Michigan this one. I mean, they have a good win against SMU at home. They beat Michigan State again at home. So they've played.
Yeah, this game's at home, though.
Yeah, they played well at home. So fuck it.
ECU catching 3 at Tulane. Over-under's 54.
Tulane is fucking hot, dude.
You're going to lay the 3?
Yeah. What's their coach's name? I always forget. Willie Fritz. Tulane's coming out.
This is what he does, though.
What?
They win like 7-8 games a year under Willie.
Mm-hmm. They were 2-10 last year. 6-6 the year before that. 7-6. 7-6. Yeah, this is it. But this is Willie Fritz.
They were 2-10 last year?
Yeah.
I must have forgot about that.
Real bad last year.
What happened, Willie?
I don't know, but this is Willie Fritz's, like, getting sexy party. He probably gets hired. Maybe he's KU's next coach.
After Leopold leaves.
Yeah. Mm. Willie Fritz, honestly, if Tulane wins, like, 9-something games this year, probably in the discussion for, like, Nebraska, too, right?
Is that where we're at?
Yes. That's where Nebraska's at. Absolutely.
For the coaching search? Oof. Oof. I mean, Bill Clark's still at UAB.
Willie Fritz was someone a lot of people wanted when Missouri hired Drink, actually. Willie Fritz was a popular name.
I mean, I would have taken Willie Fritz over Drink.
I know you would have. I would not have.
Drink's terrible. I'm going to go with East Carolina here.
Okay.
3 points.
A lot of disagreement.
That's kind of what I'm going with.
Love to see it.
Fade Rob. Hashtag Fade Rob.
Well, you would be crushing. You would be rich.
Next up, the undefeated James Madison Bulldogs.
At Arkansas State.
-11.5. Over-under is 55.5.
I mean, I guess it's a big number for a road game.
Yeah, I love Arkansas State here. Love my Red Wolves. This is the team I would always play NCAA football with and make my dynasty.
Really? Mizzou had a home and home with them a couple years ago, and I've never – that stadium, the production there was so bad. Like, it was like it was not built for. Like, they never expected to be on television.
Right.
I was really – like, watching that game sucked just because, like, the angles were weird and everything.
Well, then I would also move the Red Wolves into the SEC, so.
I'm fine with that.
It's an SEC program under Dan Rochester.
Yeah, I think they cover. James Madison's good, but
they are.
Arkansas State's played well. I just don't see James Madison like
they could win by 10.
Rolling them. Yeah. I like Arkansas State to cover for sure.
All right. Then we got Wisconsin minus 10 after firing Paul Christ at Northwestern, sleepy Northwestern, over under 44.5. Thankfully, though, this game is not at 11 o'clock.
What time's the game?
I believe it's an afternoon game, like 2:30.
All right. Don't care. Give me the under. Still sleepy. I don't know about the line, but I'll take the under.
All right. I am actually going to go with Wisconsin here. I think they try to make a little bit of a statement for their boy Jim.
Okay. That's fine.
Coach Leonard, defense comes out firing. I think the offense might do something. What a massive waste of a... Graham Mertz was supposed to be like their guy. I don't know what happened.
What do you know?
He's like the highest ranked quarterback they've ever had, I think.
What year is he? Is he a senior?
Who knows with like all the...
with the COVID rules and stuff like that?
I think he's only like a junior.
Okay. Though. And if you were rostered during COVID, then you get an extra year.
He is 21. He is a junior.
All right. Cool.
But just a massive disappointment. So you're taking the under. I'm going with Wisconsin. Actually, a pretty big game here. North Carolina plus 3.5 at Miami over 66.
That I saw this line and thought it was really, really interesting because Miami feels like they're in fucking shambles right now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Just because you lose one game in the Middle Tennessee.
They also lost to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Who is clearly not good.
They had a bye, right?
Who? Miami?
Yeah.
They didn't play last week. No, they lost to Middle Tennessee 2 weeks ago.
They had a bye after the Middle Tennessee. They're regrouping.
I guess.
I love the over here. North Carolina dumps in points. 66 the over-under. North Carolina cannot stop anyone. I mean, they held Virginia Tech to 10 points, but like Virginia Tech's
really bad.
Doesn't have a pulse.
Yeah. I like North Carolina to win this game by definitely more than a field goal.
They're plus 3.5.
What?
They're plus 3.5.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're going to win by more than a field goal.
No, I'm saying you don't even.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. They're dogs.
They're.
You know what? Add this to my money line dog, too. I'm going with three. I got to dig myself out of a hole here. I want the North Carolina money line.
I don't know if it does you any good.
It does, because then I can at least say, well, my money line dogs were great.
He doesn't miss on the money line dogs.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the over there because I'm a coward.
Yeah, that's fine.
Western Kentucky plus 6.5 at UTSA over under 73.5.
Jesus Christ. Now, does Western Kentucky play extra excited because their boy Bailey Zapp is probably the starter for the Patriots now?
Got to think.
You're right.
The Zapp bump?
To honor Bailey, they play well? Maybe. Despite that, though, I kind of like, man, Western Kentucky hasn't been bad this year. Didn't they? They almost beat Indiana, right?
Yeah, they should have beat Indiana.
Yeah. Good program, but so is UTSA. Oh, man.
UTSA just blew out Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, give me UTSA to cover here at home. Yeah, I'll take that.
I'm going Western Kentucky plus the points, and this is my money line dog.
This is your money line dog. All right. Only taking one, huh?
Yeah, only taking one.
Kind of cowardly, but.
Well, yeah. It's only required of one.
Well, you should do more than you're asked.
And actually, the game of the week here. UConn, minus 5 at Florida International. Overrunners, 45.5.
What a game.
Maybe the two worst programs in the country.
I love it.
Did UConn beat Fresno last week?
Certainly wasn't watching that.
They did. They beat Fresno State last week.
Good Lord. Remember when we thought Fresno might be like kind of okay at the beginning of the year?
Haener. Haener didn't play, I don't think. No, he didn't. Haener's still hurt. He got hurt in that USC game.
Man.
Fife is not doing it for him.
That is a brutal, brutal loss for Fresno State. Jesus Christ.
Such a bad loss. I remember seeing that when I was drunk, and I was like, is this real?
How drunk am I? You know what? Give me the Huskies then. Fuck it.
Riding the high?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, if there's ever a game, if this might get up to like six, if this gets to six by like kickoff, I would tease UConn to zero. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, we don't tease past zero.
Because you don't do that.
You don't get value. But yeah, if this line gets to six, tease it down as a pick 'em. Right now, I think UConn minus five is even safe. Like, if I use that bad.
Yeah. Fair enough. So we both go with UConn on this one, riding the Huskies' hot hand.
Jim Mora turn the program around?
I mean, I think so. He's on the same thing as Holgorsen, I think, where he just wants to, like, what do they call it? Quiet quitting?
Well, they're going
quitting.
FCS, yeah.
Yeah. He's
they are quiet quitting as a program.
Yeah, and he's kind of quiet quitting as a coach. Like, he's retiring while collecting paychecks.
Which, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Why wouldn't you do that?
Next up, Iowa plus 3.5 at Illinois. Over-under is 35.5.
Illinois is underrated. I do want to buy a half point, though, because there's going to be so little scoring in this game. So I'll take Illinois at minus three, but Illinois is going to win this fucking game.
Minus three. Okay. God, Iowa season's just been dreadful.
Like, dude, man, it's such a brutal style of football to be a fan of as well.
Yeah. Punt. Their most valuable player on the team is a punter.
Yeah, it's not fun. Why would you enjoy that? They lost to Iowa State, which...
Imagine that game day experience, right? Your offense maybe puts up 7 to 14 points every game. You have to wave to a bunch of cancer kids that are going to die within the next few weeks.
Oh, boy. They're...
Fuck Iowa's... Not wanting to be a spoiler maker. I would never want to be a fucking Iowa Hawk.
Well, they're the other spoiler team.
Not this season.
Not this season, but in general. It's Iowa and Purdue.
Yeah, but at least they would, like... They used to be able to score a
who,
little
Iowa?
Bit. A little bit.
I guess, but still in a boring way. Like, throw five-yard passes to the tight end, but run the ball.
Like, usually it's tight end you. It's like every tight end in Iowa gets drafted.
What was their last one? Noah Fant, I think.
There was a year where both of their tight ends got drafted.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That's like,
within five picks of each other.
It's just such a fucking snooze. I like Illinois. Man, Illinois, they're just good. Burt built a team, which is crazy.
You got DeVito behind center. They have two really good running backs. Illinois is kind of fun. They're kind of fun.
I do. I think they're fun. I like them. Also,
I can't believe I'm so mad they lost that Indiana game.
It sucks, man. Yeah, that was brutal.
You know what? Everything in my body and in my head tells me I was going to win this game.
Why?
Just no reason. Just stupid. Stupid okay. game. But I'm going to go with my heart here. I'm going to ride with Bert.
There you go.
I'm going to go with Illinois.
Taking 3.5?
I'm going to lay three as well.
Yeah, I think.
I'll buy that half point.
Yeah, it's a little. There's a lot.
Next up, Coastal minus 14 at UL Monroe. Over under 57.5. Coastal's undefeated.
They're a great program.
But they're not blowing teams out.
But they've built a nice program there.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. That's a fun school. Is that would you rather go to a Coastal than a Purdue?
Yeah. 100%.
Like win your conference there. Like,
well, for what it's worth, Coastal Carolina did win the College World Series a couple years ago. So they have a they
Is
have
that
a,
worth anything?
I would have a blast if my team won the College World Series.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. College baseball is picking up.
UCF used to be ranked like every year in college baseball, but we would never make it past regionals because we were stacked.
Yeah. You played in fucking Florida. It's the Southeast.
Yeah.
I mean, Coastal's not blowing people out. Certainly that Gardner-Webb win is gross. I mean, good win against Georgia State. Georgia Southern's good, so why would they blow them out?
Right. That was a 10-point line, though. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Well, Monroe just beat Louisiana. You know, they got their shit pushed in against Alabama, but, like, duh.
Kind of, they got stomped on by Arkansas State as well.
14's a big line. I'm going to take UL Monroe.
Okay. It is at home, which is tough. Let me look at Coastal's situation here one more time, what they've done on the road. So, I mean, they beat Coastal beat Georgia State by 17 on the road. That's got to be what's informing this line quite a bit, you would think. Yeah. You know what? I will buy a half point and take Coastal.
Minus 13 and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. Fresno State coming off that devastating loss to UConn.
Oh, that's just so bad.
Plus 8 at Boise. Boise stinks too.
Boise, their quarterback left. I mean, they did just kind of run train on San Diego State, but San Diego State's really bad. So this is two bad teams being bad.
Still looking, Jake Haner is week to week, so not really giving us any information there. So, God damn it. This game, if there's ever a game to skip, which we won't, though.
We won't.
We won't.
We won't. I think.
Smurf turf.
Man.
Fuck it. I'm going to go Fresno.
Fresno
I'm
covers.
I'm buying low on Fresno.
Let me see what Boise State's done here.
A few weeks ago, they lost to UTEP.
They did, on the road.
But, you know, on the Smurf turf.
Yeah.
So I think Boise wins, so Fresno covers.
I'll take Boise State. They haven't played badly at home. Now, granted, their opponents at home have not been great, but they haven't played badly at home. I'll go Boise.
And our final game, Oregon State -7.
The team you don't want to talk about. You Stanford. Want them to be in the top 25. They're your guys.
My beeves.
Yeah.
That's why I look like Guy Pierce.
They're down chainsaw. I fucking love that.
I'm going to go with the under here.
Okay.
Their defense has kind of been playing better. Nolan's been not great. And Stanford just can't really score that much, so I'm going to go with the under.
Stanford has had a pretty bad year. Usually they're like a shittier version of Wisconsin, I feel like. You know, like all competent, but and then maybe they sneak up on you a little bit. But, I mean, killed by Oregon, killed by Washington, both on the road, obviously. USC came in and beat them by 13. Notre Dame. Oh, I'm sorry, that was last year.
Actually, Stanford's been kind of dumping it in a little bit. 27, 28, 22.
41.
And what Colgate doesn't get.
Right.
No, I'll stick with the under.
Okay.
I feel good about that.
I think Stanford covers.
Does Stanford win?
No, I won't be adding them to my Moneyline dog carousel this week.
Do you have a random game that has piqued your interest?
Well, I got to look, I suppose. Let's see here. Let's go down the list. Ooh, Middle Tennessee at UAB. UAB's a 9-point favorite there.
That's too many points.
Tulsa at Navy. Tulsa's a 4-point favorite. I'll go with that. I'll go with Tulsa at Navy. Tulsa covers 4. Or actually, what's the up? That's the opening line. Let's see what the updated line is.
Tulsa -4.
That's the opening line. It might have changed. I was looking at a different chart.
What do you got? Let's see.
Tulsa is -6 now. Never mind. Okay. Fuck it. They're going to beat Navy by more than a touchdown. I'll take Tulsa.
Okay. Navy. And then I am looking right now. I think UNLV. Give me UNLV +7 against San Jose State.
Where are they at? Home? Road?
No, it's at San Jose State.
Okay.
But +7. UNLV's got some playmakers.
Yeah.
Catching 7, I'm fine with that. San Jose State's whatever.
You know, there's another one I like because they're not ranked. App State catching 19 playing right south of us in San Marcos, Texas.
So where are you going? You going Tulsa or are you going App State?
Why not both?
No.
All right, I'll go with Tulsa.
All right. Well.
But I do think App State covers that.
Covers.
Yeah.
Texas State is
real bad.
Real bad. But yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got as well. Make sure to, you know, like and subscribe to YouTube. Leave 5-star reviews on Drinking Bros Sports, all that stuff.
Tell us how handsome we are.
What?
Tell us how handsome we are.
Exactly. Also, you know, brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.com. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit up to $1,000. So you put in 100, they'll give you another 100. Put in 1,000, they'll give you another 1,000. So on and so forth. But yeah, for Dan Register, I'm Rob Fox. That's Outside.